The popularity of the device was extraordinary, with a growth rate of 20 to 30% per year. And even before the era of the randomized trials, some 30,000 ICDs were being implanted per year. Nonetheless, the National Heart and Lung and Blood Institute, in its wisdom, wanted a prospective randomized trial that would pit the best available drug therapy with the best available ICD therapy to answer once and for all which of these two therapies was better, or perhaps they were equal. The economic consequences were also obvious, as by 1993, the ICD industry had become a $1.2 billion industry. Thus, the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute in 1993 initiated the AVID trial, antiarrhythmics versus implantable defibrillators, with the goal being to recruit 1,200 high-risk patients who had one of three conditions: patients with out-of-hospital cardiac arrest, patients with sustained VT with syncope, or patients with sustained VT with hemodynamic compromise. The AVID trial has already had an enormous influence on what the Heart Association and the ACC say are indications for ICD therapy, and in turn has led to a continued increased use of the ICD in everyday clinical practice. Finally, the previous periodic resistance of the managed care organizations to approving ICDs for these patients has evaporated as the trial has become widely disseminated.